Public international law deals with legal matters of interest to more than one state. Like all law, international law reflects the society it is applied to, and as the international society becomes ever more complex and intertwined, so does public international law. As everyone familiar with the system knows, international law is a system of law that is very different from national legal systems. For example, there is no legislator, no executive branch, and despite the existence of some international courts, there is no mandatory procedure for settling legal disputes in international law. In fact, international law remains a system where it is primarily up to the states themselves to create, interpret, and enforce the law. As a system of law, international law consists of different structures or layers of rules that reflect the evolution of the law and the manner in which the world is configured. Central to these structures is the state, the primary actor in international law. In fact, despite much talk of the increasing influence of a range of non-state actors, such as multilateral corporations and international organizations, the international society is first and foremost a society of individual sovereign states. The book operates with two structures in international law, something called the international law of coexistence, that contains the answers that are required to separate the powers of the sovereign states and hereby uphold peaceful coexistence. This is where the classical topics of public international law are found. In the international law of cooperation, on the other hand, one finds the law that states have developed in order to cooperate on a topic that is not inherently of interest to more than one state. Unlike the law of coexistence, the law of cooperation is optional in the sense that states are only bound by those rules they have given their consent to. Public international law is often criticized for being a two-state-centric system of law, and that state sovereignty stands in the way of creating a more just world. It is important to note, however, that the decision to create an international society around sovereign states was not motivated by any desire to make a just world. Rather, the ambition was to find an organizing principle that would serve as a way to uphold international order and stability. One of the main themes of the book is, therefore, that public international law is in many cases more concerned with upholding order and creating stable relations between states than it is about creating justice, however one would define such a concept. Regardless of the critique, the state system remains alive and well, and there are no serious attempts at changing it for any other system. Despite its flaws, most seem to agree that it's the best option on the offering.